My name is Elizabeth Pierce, and I teach kindergarten at North Elementary School in Okeechobee, Florida.
Ms. Pierce, I know that next week is Ag Week, something that us in the ag industry like to celebrate, and you do it in a very unique way. Tell us a little bit about your efforts and what went on today.
Well, this is our second annual Kindergarten Ag Day at North Elementary School, and because I come from a family of 8 generations of beef cattle production, I feel like it's very important that children understand where our food comes from and that they get to do some hands-on things with vegetables and the dairy products and different, we have Flint Johns out from Likes Brothers, and they, Everglades Farm Equipment came out. They got to sit in the tractor and they got to see different things about the sugar cane and the beef cattle. And I just think it's very important that children understand that our food doesn't come from the grocery store.
And obviously there in Okeechobee, us in the ag industry know that that's a highly ag-related area, but there's also quite a few folks in there that are not familiar with agriculture, and I'm sure several of those are in your classroom. So a very important effort today.
Yes, ma'am. We feel like it's really important that these kids get a hands-on experience with it, because just us teaching it in the classroom, they don't always tend to absorb it, and they still have just a misconception, even though it's right here in our community, like you said, and it's very obvious if you're coming in or out of Okeechobee County that we are just saturated with agriculture. But the children just have no, as 5- and 6-year-olds, they have no understanding of it. And so this gives them a chance to rotate through 7 stations where they learn different things about different animals, and the dairy industry was represented, some vegetables. The Buck Daniel Ranch came out and talked about performance horses, Likes Brothers about the beef cattle and the sugar cane and different things they contribute to, and just the Everglades Farm Equipment even letting them realize what a role the tractors play on the farm every day.
Absolutely, and like you said, second annual, I would assume that it's been successful if you put yourself through a second one?
Yes, ma'am, we feel like it is. The kids really seem to really enjoy it, and like I said again, I can't say enough how much that it just helps them to get out there and visually see it, because I can teach it to them all day long, and I can put a board in front of them all day long or a movie, but for them to get a hands-on experience with it really gives them a better understanding, and it also just lets them see a lot of them, their parents even work at in some way, shape, or form related to the industry, and they don't even realize, you know, so it was great. It was a success. I'm very indebted to everyone who came out and gave their valuable time this morning to teach these kids. They did a great job communicating to the kids and giving the kids a chance, you know, like I said, to touch things and move and really understand what's going on with that kinesthetic learning.
And I guess that's my question. Are you able to see a difference in the kids afterwards? Or can you see that connection being made?
Oh, definitely. They, even as they go into the cafeteria and they're talking about what's on their plate, and I actually heard one of them say something about the cheese that came from the dairy cow when they were talking about the cheese on their pizza at lunch today. So that's very, you know, it's very exciting to see them connect it. And in the classroom when we talk about something else and to make that, oh, we remember that. And so it's very interesting to see it, and to actually hear it come out of their mouths makes you realize that you've made an impact on them. And now they're going to go home with these great prize bags that each one of these industries, the Beef Council and the Florida Cattle Women, were terrific. They sent a lot of stuff to us. The Florida Dairy Farmers sent some stuff, and the Larson Dairy had them send some stuff out for us. So the kids actually get to go home with a bag full of different things from the beef and the dairy people, and citrus and Everglades Farm Equipment, with stuff that their parents can even relate to when they see this and make a connection with as well.
What do you want other producers to know about your efforts and about what those in the ag industry can do, even if they're not a producer themselves, as yourself as a teacher, can do to help spread the word about agriculture?
Oh my goodness, I feel like that everyone can make a difference, that every person, you know, you can make a difference, whether you are the person who takes your hour or 2 hours in the morning to go and speak to a class, even if you're not a teacher, you can contact the school, you can say, hey, I'd like to come talk to the kids about the beef industry or about the dairy industry, and go in and read a book to the kids. The FFA came over from the high school and they read to the kids, and that was great. And as well, I think you can reach out. I think that if we could implement something like we did on a small scale in Okeechobee County last year, but if we could do something like Highlands County does with the Ag Venture, if everybody will just chip in their little bit of time, it's very easy for everyone to promote our own industries And if everyone takes a turn, it is not such a burden on one or two people. And even just me in a classroom, I was able to think outside the box of, okay, we're going to spend a week or two talking about farms, but let's take these kids outside. Let's give them the hands-on chance to touch this stuff so they'll remember it, because they won't forget in kindergarten they got to sit on a saddle or climb in a tractor and drive it or rope a whole, you know, rope a dummy with a rope. And so I think that that's something that they can later, they'll look back on fondly and think, wow, when they make that connection with agriculture. So I think everybody has the opportunity. It's just you have to take a little bit of your time and step up to the plate and say, I want to help out and produce, help out with producing any kind of efforts that I can to promote our industry, whether it's going to the grocery store and doing a cooking demonstration or going to a school and reading a book about agriculture. So everybody has a chance. You just have to take that initiative to step it up a little bit.
Hi, this is Pat McCoy.
Coming from an ag background myself, what a great event, what a great effort y'all put forth. Tell us a little bit about what you hope to accomplish by doing this.
You know, Mrs. Pierce, who's the teacher who gave leadership to this activity, came from an agriculture background herself. And our community is steeped in agriculture. It is our life's blood. And we hoped to instill that very early on in our students. That's why we concentrated on kindergarten. The kindergarten kids need to be proud of where they come from. You know, our county is one of the lowest socioeconomic counties we have in the state as far as how our families have to live. And many of our families are farm families. And we don't want our kids hindered by that. We want them to be proud of their heritage and proud of the work that they do, because it is important for life, and we want them to know how essential that is.
I come from a long line of teachers myself, and I know some of the struggles, some of the things that y'all have to do these days with rules and regulations. So what a refreshing thought that y'all made this a priority during this day and time when there's so many other things that you have to get in as well.
Right. Well, we want our kids to be well-rounded. You know, we know that there's lots of emphasis on high-stakes testing. We know that there are lots of things that kids have to do. But our kids need to know about their surroundings. They need to be able to put things in context. You know, the whole nation is moving to more college and career readiness for our students. And particularly because of the kind of economics that we have here in our county, career readiness is just as important to us as getting kids ready for college. Not every person is college bound. We know that. And we're glad of it, because who would do some of the jobs that we have that must be done, holding a college degree or not holding a college degree? So we felt it's very important to put that kind of emphasis on perhaps some of the college things that are related to agriculture and how you have to have that, and also the career readiness part of it as well.